Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Friday. Time for another slice of fresh bread. Here we are in a passage that has just given us great insight as to how a pastor needs to be a man of God by being a man of the Word and having spoken to us to make sure people are firmly rooted in the foundations of God's Word. He now speaks of that foundation. Listen to what is said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. He had just said, don't let them be upset by false teaching and preaching. You do good teaching and preaching. Then he says this, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Here is where the work of the gospel leads us. First of all, to assurance. Jesus has saved His people. Remember when He said, I know my sheep by name, they know my voice? Here is this assurance of salvation by the intimacy of Christ with His people. Now, what's the result? Those who are His, those who claim to be His, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. What is the evidence of Christ knowing you and you knowing Christ? It is a hatred of sin, the abandonment of sin, the mortification of sin, the killing of sin, and the hating of sin. It is not our progress in the gospel that saves us. It's Jesus who saves us. He paid for all of our sins, all of the sins of all of His people for all of eternity. And those whom He knows, those whom He has saved, He loses not one. The Lord knows those who are His. He will not lose them. They are His. There's our assurance. But now He has put out a marker. The marker is not a merit activity that if we do this, we will merit salvation. It is a marker, something that evidences the reality of our salvation. Let those who name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now, what is our motivation for hating sin? One, we hate sin because sin brings death. It brings death to families. It brings death to everything. That sin is destructive, so we hate sin. Secondly, sin is rebellion against God, and we do not want to rebel against God. That's why we want to depart from sin. Will we depart from all of our sins on this side of eternity? No. But we can sin less. God's grace is sufficient that we can kill sin. The same assurance of God's grace that Jesus has redeemed us and knows us is the same assurance of God's grace that Jesus changes us and transforms us from the inside out. We also hate sin because of its sinfulness. The root of all sin is idolatry, that whenever we do something to disobey God's word, it's because we have lifted that thing up over God, and that is idolatry. And our hearts are constantly impacted by an old man who wants us to live in idolatry instead of faithfulness. So we say, no, we don't want that. We want to abandon iniquity. We want to kill iniquity. One, because of its consequences, it brings death. Two, because of its essence, it is sinful against God. And number three, we hate sin because sin is destructive and because that is why Jesus died on the cross. We want to kill what He saved us from. We are liberated from its penalty. We are liberated from its power. Now, let's eradicate its presence by abandoning sin and pursuing obedience to Christ. That's another slice of fresh bread. And another week is ended. And that means the Lord's Day is in front of you. Take tomorrow and read the passages of Scripture to prepare your heart for the preaching of the Word tomorrow. I'll see you back here next Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your App Store.